Now, an exhibition running at the V&A Waterfront from the 9th of August will feature a number of the successful applicants to the City of Cape Town's Emerging Artists Programme. And to find out more about that programme, let's welcome to the show Alderman JP Smith. JP, great to have you with us. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's a huge pleasure. Good morning.
What's the Emerging Artists Programme? Where did it come from and who's it for?
It is something that the city has been running for a while. It is a process that involves trying to draw emerging artists to apply, getting those who are just starting their careers, young ones who are in the early stages of a career and perhaps haven't had much exposure, or those who have been in the career for a while and been dabbling with their artistry on the side and have now decided to prioritize that and try and make a career out of it, or perhaps those with an established body of work but who just haven't had that break yet. So this is the place where we try and give them that platform to be recognized, to make the connections and to feed them into Fame Week Africa, into that opportunity to meet people who can procure that artwork, can connect them to the other parts of the industry, and that all starts with Fame Week Africa at the end of August. But in the meantime, from this the deadline for the open call closed this past Friday, and they start doing an exhibition of all this week, which will then run through, I think, till the 22nd of August, where it will be on display at the V&A Waterfront. That's starting at the 9th of August, and that will then also be taken to CTICC to be part of that Fame Week Africa. So it's a wonderful opportunity for people trying to get their art notice to be seen.
You had 25 spots available, coveted spots. How many applications did you have? I imagine it's a hugely popular program.
I don't have the exact number, but there are usually a couple of hundred applications.
Sure.
And it's the process of selecting those 25 emerging artists from that pool is not something I relish in, but they've got a good panel of people who, who've made that, had to make that call in the past. And as with all these things, there are so many extraordinary stories in between of the people involved that you do wish you could accommodate everyone.
How broadly are you defining the term artist, JP? Who might be included under that umbrella?
Well, they're not being too prescriptive. The recruitment is mainly aimed at Cape Town-based artists, but anybody over the age of 18 who falls in those categories I said before, who is wanting to get noticed, could apply. And obviously we are keen to stimulate the industry in Cape Town, but we do have artists that apply from elsewhere, and they will then be drawn into this getting exhibition ready workshop, where they start training young people or these emerging artists on visual arts awareness, on the business of art from studio to gallery, on exhibition readiness, basically teaching them the skills to survive as an artist, to be able to make a living from it, because you know art speaks for itself. But unfortunately, being an artist and making a living from it requires a range of business skills to be developed alongside your artistic skills. And those don't necessarily or automatically sit with those artists. It's not skills that they necessarily have developed. And so a program like this really tries to give them the chance to get themselves seen and to make themselves known. And it escalates up to what is probably the greatest opportunity to make those connections, and that is Fame Week Africa at the end of August, where there is a lot of opportunity to connect to people, where your artwork can be developed and purchased, whether it is through MIP Africa or the International Animation Festival, which is a really cool event. I say really something I'm impressed by, or Muziki Africa. So a whole range of platforms for for those 25 who've been selected.
I know that you were particularly keen to have applications from artists from previously disadvantaged backgrounds, those who maybe haven't had the benefit of resources and exposure as a result of historic inequality. Is that something that the city is feeling passionate about, and that's an important thing? And is that reflected in the people who've got themselves one of the 25 spots this year?
Yes, I think that often, you know, people, by virtue of the personal range of connections they have or the opportunities they had out of school, will be able to make connections and get their art seen, will have the social and family connections to help them get their careers up and running. But that's not true for everyone. I think that's very much part of the thinking of who gets selected and why we do this. So that we can catapult artists into the scene. But there's also, of course, at the moment, the leftover legacy from COVID and the lockdown that went with it, that saw many of our even more experienced artists really struggling to cope. I think being an artist is not an easy career at the best of times. And for every few that are successful, there are many more that spend much of a lifetime struggling to get there. I meet some of these from time to time, and they're remarkably talented. And you think, sure, this can only be a matter of chance that you just haven't been noticed by the right people. But certainly COVID has turned many more of our artists to higher degrees of desperation. And that's why the city is always also, aside from this particular event, put on and worked with events organizers to host a range of activations and open street dining events and events in CBDs and otherwise, to give many more artists an opportunity to earn an income when the relaxation of the lockdown regulations permitted that. So as soon as we could, we started trying to provide stages and platforms to do that, starting, of course, with the Cape Town Carnival, which was the first real chance to do that, even though we had to present the carnival in a very different format from what it was before.
It's a very difficult one, isn't it, JP, in that the arts and creatives are often feeling, I guess, maligned, that they are at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to people like you have to talk about, you know, budgets and things like that. It's a difficult juggling act to do, isn't it? It's difficult to cut that pie and to allocate pieces in the pie. But as you say, it's obviously, it is important, right? The arts are important, and this is a reflection of the city's stance on that.
Arts are incredibly important. There are many things in our world and many people who make a business of dividing people, and I mean, politics and many parts of what happens in community politics can be deeply divisive to communities. But there are, I think, some aspects of living together in a city or in a country that unite us. I think sporting activities and events, major events, are incredible opportunities for social cohesion, and so too arts and culture. That's a very important space where people can, where we can create a space where people can talk, where we can improve the well-being and resilience of communities. It's a space which drives innovation. It's an opportunity for economic inclusion for people who've not been able to find other work and who have in particular talents. And I think that the arts and culture plays an important role in social cohesion more broadly, but specifically the sort of culture of a city, whether it's public art or performing art or large murals. All these things help make a city what it is and help people have a sense of what their city is and what their city is about and what their city values. So it's often painful that one doesn't have larger budgets for these things, that arts and culture projects like this, whether at province or at the city, have to compete for the significant backlogs that one is dealing with housing and roads and public transport and safety and water and electricity provision. I think we all wish we had a lot more budget available to stimulate these more creative industries. But I will tip my hat that even during COVID, as difficult as it was for many artists, many of them found very creative ways to keep on going and were quite resilient. And we're seeing that now after the COVID, now rapidly our event sector, and particularly the festival part of the event sector, is starting to rebound, and how quickly they're submitting these applications. And I'd like to say that there is a good range of business sense and creativity and entrepreneurism within the Cape Town creative sector, and that's why probably we are known as a city that nurtures creativity.
JP, I very much appreciate your time this morning. Looking forward to seeing the work of the artists who will be involved in this year's City of Cape Town's Emerging Artists Programme. An exhibition featuring their work will be on from the 9th of August. Thanks, JP. The 9th of August at the Waterfront, which will run until the 22nd of August. And that programme then forms part of Fame Week Africa, which is taking place from the 24th to the 26th of August. The focus of the exhibition is Women's Month. Very great thanks to Alderman J.P. Smith.